This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With an eye toward tomorrow morning's unemployment report, this item by way of setting up our next story. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that over the next decade, the number of software developer jobs is going to grow twice as fast as any other field. Those are jobs, by the way, that average $90,000 a year. Tech companies have been scrambling to find experienced talent for a good long while now, and that scramble is only going to get more scrambly, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Please help our police officers. The life of a young jet-setting computer engineer.
Hey, you must be James.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
I met James Jones in the noisy lobby of the Portland airport as he came off a late-night flight from Chicago recently. He was in town for several days of training at the fast-growing software startup, it's called Puppet Labs, that is his new employer as of a couple months ago. I offered to drive him to his hotel. We ended up doing our interview in my car on the freeway.
It's definitely nice traveling.
Jones is 27, married, no kids. Got out of Northwestern University in 2009 with a psych and computer science degree and faced the Great Recession.
Definitely the economy had taken a downturn and it was a little bit rough to find jobs. It was scary there for a bit.
How long was it rough and scary?
About 3 months after graduation. I was pretty lucky. I was able to get that opportunity.
A whole 3 months until he landed a job at Hewlett-Packard, paying $50,000 and change. It was a short recession for James Jones. Since then, it's been a steady ramp up to this new technical engineering job deploying cutting-edge automation software in huge data centers all over the Midwest. Jones says the offer from Puppet Labs was very good.
Yeah, I was very satisfied. I don't want to necessarily get into specifics, but they were willing to work with me and make sure that I was happy.
The company also wouldn't give specifics, but jobs at this level typically pay in the high five to low six figures. Jones says salary isn't everything.
Because I'm kind of a hobbyist. You know, I like actually managing servers and getting a little nerdy at home. Working in the field that I love and working for a company that I respect was kind of the bigger focus for me.
Earlier in the day, I'd stopped at Puppet Lab's downtown offices to get the lay of the tech employment landscape. It's typical startup decor, three floors of open-plan industrial chic with all the amenities.
Catered breakfast on Mondays, catered lunch on Wednesdays, a silent room for napping or reading, an arcade.
Seriously, they've got Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers. Art Amela, the senior recruiter at the company, tells me the headcount is up to 330 spread across the U.S., Northern Ireland, and the Czech Republic. Puppet Labs had just 30 employees 5 years ago. Amela says pay and benefits are competitive with other fast-growing technology companies. Everybody gets stock options. And for top engineers with several years' experience, poaching is common.
We know they're being contacted all the time, and casually I'll check with them about how many have contacted them this week. But if we keep our employees happy, and they are happy, it's not going to be a threat.
So just how tight is this job market for people who can write complicated software and manage critical network infrastructure, or even for folks with more basic skills to develop smartphone apps and websites?
The job market is exploding, and you pair that with the ability to get job ready online, and you have something very exciting.
Ryan Carson is founder of Treehouse, a four-year-old Portland startup that teaches coding, web development, and technology marketing online. Treehouse already has more than 100,000 students across the U.S. and abroad, many without a computer science degree or prior experience, but with a strong desire to get in while the getting's good.
You can start out about $35,000 to $45,000. Then if you put in your time and you improve and you grow, you know, in 5 years, you'll be 80 to 100 plus. And I think that's going to continue.
Maybe or maybe not. The shortage of tech talent certainly is acute right now. Programs to train new IT workers are booming at universities and community colleges, trade schools, and online institutes like Treehouse. Meanwhile, IT job recruiting on college campuses will rise 50% this year. Starting salaries are up too, to $62,000 on average, the most for any field. But keep in mind supply and demand. If too many people pour in, this could turn into a less brilliant job move a few years from now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.